From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
I'm Audie Cornish, and it's time now for All Tech Considered. First up, our look ahead to the week in tech, courtesy of NPR's Steve Henn. The big story on his radar, online privacy.
Last week, LinkedIn, eHarmony, LastFM all got hacked, and millions of consumers' passwords, you know, showed up on a Russian hacker website.
Those hackers probably don't care about your resume or if you like cats or long walks on the beach. What they do care about is your password.
How many passwords do you think you have? I probably have 2 or 3 dozen passwords. There's just a human tendency to use the same one again and again. And if you happen to use the same password on your bank as you used in LinkedIn, then it's a serious issue for you.
He says sites like LinkedIn are being accused by online security experts of cutting corners to save money. And the hack is forcing lots of businesses to reevaluate how they protect customer information.
You know, I think we're going to see a lot of pressure on companies to do more, especially if 3 more firms get broken into this week.
In the meantime, if you're caught fudging your resume on LinkedIn, you can officially blame it on Russian hackers.